Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
lights. With tonight's guest, author of Sacred Actor, Elissa Lodge, a.k.a. Wowza.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Earth to Eve. I am Mark Lejeune, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so inspired about both our guest and our performance guest tonight. While speaking with our performance guest earlier in the day, I was taking down quote after quote of hers and putting quotes around and saying, now that's a quote. That should be a meme. That's something people need to hear. And then just before the show started, she said, I'm excited about being on your show and creating some magic, if not some mischief. And I thought, wow, creating mischief as a good thing. And to play with that, just the idea of playing as adults with mischief. How often do we think of that? It reminded me of a quote that I had recently seen. Actually, it might have been this week sometime. I went back to find it. And Joseph Campbell once said, people say that we're all seeking a meaning for life. I don't think that's what we're really seeking. I think that what we're seeking is an experience of being alive so that our life experience on the purely physical plane will have resonance within that are those of our own innermost being and reality so that we actually feel the rapture of being alive. Now that sounds like our guest Wowza. He goes on to say, what is the meaning of a flower? What is, and then he ends with this, we are so engaged in doing things to achieve purpose of outer value that we forget that the inner value, the rapture, there's that word again, is associated with being alive. There's that word again. And it's what it's all about. So there's so much more I could say, but we're going to let our guest say it in just a moment here. You're going to love her like we've all fallen in love with her.
Oh, this is going to be a fun one. and I love that you start out with that monologue because that word experience is coming up so much these days.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so deeply or feel so deeply into that feeling alive that you are also referencing and how so much of the way the world has been up to these moments is more of a distraction. And it's very different when you go to taste something new or experience something new and you're present for it as compared to being in a process and distracted and sometimes not even remembering what you did, but you did a whole bunch of stuff like driving the wrong way to, you know, go somewhere because of sense of habit. You know, you're doing something, but you're not present or experiencing it.
Yeah. And Mark, you're reminding me that we all knew Wowza before we knew Wowza. First off, it was Lynn Rose who originally introduced me to Wowza. And then our dear friend Lee Waterworth kept saying, you've got to meet Wowza. You've got to meet Wowza. Until that day that he had us all cornered in a room and in walks Wowza that he called and said, you have to come now. And she did. And that's when the magic and the mischief started to happen. And it's still continuing to this day. As a matter of fact, right now, as I introduce her on the show, she is an international spokeswoman, a professional, well, since she was a child, a professional actor, a group leader in the human potential movement, and author of many books, including her latest one, Sacred Actor, Elissa Lodge, a.k.a. Wowza. Wowza, welcome to the Life Changes Show.
Oh, boy, hi. The whole time you were speaking, I was oohing and aahing with rapture.
Nice. Well, actually, I wasn't planning on starting there, but you ooh and ah a lot. You ooh and ah and wow and hum, right? Since you started there, tell us what that's about.
Well, you know, I think nature makes up for the deficit really fast. I had so much trauma between a mother and father, and I literally froze in my throat and had enormous difficulty speaking. And it was a blessing because not being able to use so many words, I opened up a feeling, a whole feeling continuum of expression inside myself that I have been building and using with people, and a way of tapping into our true feeling nature again.
Well, I want to get into more of your story, but before we do, I'm being reminded that you ooh and ah and hum and wow a lot, and you also giggle and jiggle and wiggle and move a lot. I remember when you hugged me, I vibrated because you were shaking so much, making me shake in you know, like vibrate.
Well, you know, right now I'm on my trusty ball, just bouncing
up and down. And what's that all about?
Well, the ball for me is the universe. I mean, you know, filled with all amazing creative gifts. And the more innovation we bring to the ball, the more fun, the more play, the more aliveness, quite honestly, the more energetic energy shoots through our spine into the neurons of our brain. It's smart.
So you're a woman in motion.
Yeah.
Always.
I'm bringing motion. Yeah. Living in motion.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Especially fluid motion.
So that's so important. And I hate to leave it. And yet there's this story that I want to at least get to touch on. I know our time's going to go by fast, but you were in the public eye as a little girl, having won a beauty pageant. And you blew me away when I asked you what that meant to you. And you told me that it completely meant the opposite than what I would have expected.
I was your, you know, if you're going to create a story, Filippo, you might as well create a good one, right? And I love my story. The ugly duckling, you know, that becomes a swan. And, you know, she's actually became very dear to my heart, you know, because she actually kept me in my heart. And, but I, you know, I was the town leper, you know, cross eyes, physical, emotional abuse. I mean, you know, the classic wounded healer. And when I got on that stage was one, probably the first time I felt a kind of love, a kind of acceptance, a kind of joy, you know, that people were actually excited and happy that I was there. I never knew that. So when I waltzed on that stage, it had nothing to do with winning or losing. It had to do with feeling a love of an audience that I never knew.
A love of an audience?
And I never forgot. Yeah. And I never forgot the ugly duckling. So it wasn't just, you know, the Miss America. I mean, the Miss Florida of 1957. Good grief. 1957. But It just was lifesaver, you know, in balancing out this little child. And, you know, the extraordinary inhibition she had. And stepping on that stage, it was instantly gone. That's why I love the sacred actor, because everything we seek is actually inside of us. And sometimes it takes some rather arduous experiences, you know, to shake us loose of patterns.
Well,
and
you
woo,
have
something.
Yeah, go on, please.
No, that's it.
Oh, yeah, hardly. You have had more than your fair share, and we'll get into some of that as well, but you're already enlightening that path of feeling as the ugly duckling, of having the emotional abuse as a child and all of that. And you got into a very difficult and yet appropriate, it sounds like, a career acting, where you were rubbing elbows with the likes of Marilyn Monroe, Jerry Lewis, and da 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 da. What did that mean to you?
Okay, well, again, as I started to open up a greater self, if you will, you could call it a more lengthy or fuller cosmology of who we are all as human beings, you know, that we're all interconnected as one being. Having experienced that directly through several things happening in my life, that is my foundation. So in this these different experiences, I can see them more as different facets of a whole nature, as one being. And so the sacred actor becomes different people to feel what their energy is like, what their life is like. And so it can expand our body rather than diminish it or make it codependent.
So you had experiences as different people within the acting world, and also different experiences of your own, let's say, real life, from your little girl to your adult, and moving on to who you then became, where you were a transformational teacher, coach, workshop leader, and you were sharing with people from all of those experiences. And what else?
Well, this idea that we have this beautiful full essence, you know, that it really incorporates all of life in every cell of our body. My goodness, that's just coming around the bend now. And we've all been programmed to act in certain ways, right? I mean, being nice, cool, you know, I was really pleasant, always smiling. I wanted to act strong. I wanted people to think I was really strong or smart. We get caught in various, what I call, social roles. And sometimes they can kind of take over. We start having belief systems that form around a social role. And then, like Joseph Campbell says, you know, follow your bliss. The unfortunate thing is these roles that we've learned to play resist change. Characters can be played easily by actors because they never change the pattern. So they can be duplicated. As we expand beyond, let's call it the box, into the innovation of something so much larger than we've been taught to believe or even can imagine that we are so large and full and beautiful that we are. And getting caught in these role playing and not know it and actually believe it, it's ourself. I feel that's the crux of the matter. And when we can play the role, and that's what this process is about, really bring it up. I could bring that little child out, that ugly duckling, and hiding the rashes on her arms, and, you know, and feeling the movements, her clutch of her hands and the rounding of her shoulders. Oh my goodness, what a extraordinary, beautiful part to play. And that's all she ever wanted. She just wanted to be seen. She just wanted to be felt and heard just as she is. And when I could just love that little child with all of her rashes and eczema and cross eyes, somehow there was peace in my soul, and I simply wasn't as inhibited anymore.
You saw her, and that's, and that was everything.
I became her consciously. Wow. And I could feel her feelings. I could sense her movements and her longing of wanting to be seen, just wanting to come out and play. And I think I have opened up a whole play state of consciousness for that little child. And for many that have not been able to come out fully and play in the sunlight.
You have had some skeptics, including you. You said to doctors, come, well, I don't know exactly how you got them to come play with you, but they were skeptical when they walked in and were all better for it when they left.
Well, see, I went through the front door, meeting, you know, different universities, and good Lord, a lifetime of study. But my real study is from within, and that's the other message. And to, I don't care if it's what educator, so often it's secondhand knowledge from somebody else that we then follow. In this world today, there is no way we can follow forever. We need to be the leaders that we are because we're originals, we're unique in all the world. And to come out in that uniqueness now, to me, is priceless, is what is needed more than anything, because everything's becoming obsolete and breaking down. So we need people now that can create anew out of nothing. You know, that's what a child does all the time.
Well, you certainly have had your experience with that. You've had your successes with that, and you keep proving yourself over and over again. And there are ways that you've proved yourself that I personally cannot imagine. And so we'll talk a little bit about that when we come back. In the meantime, I do want to let everyone know that it's exciting that I think we're your first interview, as your book is launching, Sacred Actor, Star Power of the Infinite Self, Ecstatic Aliveness Unleashed. Wowza, Elisa Lodge. That's very exciting. Congratulations. It's one of many books, each of them breaking new ground. And before we go on a break, anything you want to say? There's so much to say. There's so much in the book. What can we say?
Trust in everything you seek is within them, within you.
Wow. And that which we don't even know we're seeking, maybe, but right. Maybe want to be seeking after this show. So, we'll be back with a little bit more conversation with Wowza. In the meantime, that book is available where books are sold, and follow her, learn more about her. And she has some special offers on her website at Sacred Actor. We're going to be talking about what Sacred Actor means, sacredactor.com. A little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment. And then our performance guest is Earth to Eve, all on the Life Changes Show when we come back online right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They are dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris, And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo, and our guest is international spokeswoman, professional actor, group leader in the Human Potential Movement, and author of Sacred Actor, her latest book, Elisa Lodge, a.k.a. Wowza. Wowza, you know, I think it's interesting. So the Sacred Actor thing, you take it to so many places, and it's been such a part of your life. You even coached people on camera to be guests on the Johnny Carson show when you work with the Johnny Carson show. So in a sense, you were helping them share their story or present themselves in their best light as well, probably in ways that they've not known themselves to be.
Yes. Yeah, that was really a fun job, to say the least. You know, so often, you know, we don't get a chance to see ourselves properly. And so often people have a great message, but their face is dour. You know, the mouth is saying low, and the eye or something, they're not really looking with care and, you know, to their audience, to a special person out there. That's usually what it's a beautiful thing to do, you know, where you can see a loved one and really feel into their hearts and speak from there. And everything seems to go so much more freely.
And then you help people find their acting voice and probably their voice as a director of your own performing arts company.
Well, it's all based on this idea of wholeness, whatever that means in our minds, a unifying theory now, this unified field, if you will, that we're all a part. Everything I do opens up the container to begin reflecting this largeness. The breathing, we usually do very strict exercises, hold for six, you know, breathe for 3 points. I mean, it's all rather, there's a lot of mechanics out there in terms of movement and self-help. And this idea that everything we seek truly is within us, we simply need to exercise it. So this idea of, I mean, Breath Olympics, show us the, you know, the diversity of the life force flowing in you. Let me mirror that as a sacred act. Let me become it. You become mine. And then let's interplay together with all the energetics of creation, but, you know, flowing between us. That's breathing, you know, and sounding the same way. We, you know, like the elements, we have a high voice. Men have even higher voices. There was, you know, just once in a while, you know, that where the voice could rise to the sky, where a voice could go deep down into the very earth to feel our potency, our primal energy, and the great, oh, you know, the mid voice, you know, so that we are multidimensional beings, and that this is the global theater that we're opening now, so we could talk to anybody in the world in their tone and bond so much more easily.
So I didn't plan on doing that.
That almost went up there in the pre-verbals. I'd like to see a range of pre-verbal speaking now. Oh my goodness, we're so uptight about all these words. You know, I mean, we're swimming in them. But to be able to, ooh, and oh, yeah, uh-huh. See, a lot of this was absolutely verboten. It was not. It was bad. It was just, we stopped that silly noise. Stop, you know, breathing like that. That, you know, it's like all of it. It's so much of the heartfelt energetics of our inner beingness has been in some way disparaged. Has been a put, you know, inconsequential.
And it has so much consequence on the way we live our life, on the experience of our life.
The experience.
So I said something to you while we were speaking earlier today that I wasn't expecting to say, because there are people that have lived long lives. And that's not as interesting to me as to people that have lived alive and know the life they've lived. Mm-hmm. And that's what I was getting from you. Actually, you're the whole package. If people were doing the math, Miss Runner-Up for Miss America, and you said it three times, 1957, right? Yeah. So what are we looking at today?
We're looking at 86. Yay!
Wow. Yay.
I'm proud of it. Boy, I'm here.
Well, you're here, and you know all of that. You've been here like throughout all of this. It's almost like you were born to be here.
Oh, that's sweet. Yay.
It seems like, I remember, well, actually we posted the video where you say, what does 80 look like? And that was six something years ago. So, it's like as if you were being reborn into now. And in a sense, it felt like, oh, we could do this. We could reinvent ourselves at whatever stage of life we are.
This idea of ageless, no ages. I mean, the sense of time, there really isn't any such thing as time. I mean, our bodies are luminous, light, we're an energy body. We're not these solid things where, you know, we're walking around and it's a new world. And that's what excites me, and that's what keeps me growing by leaps and bounds. Because it's like newness to begin to open up these superpowers we now have in every cell of our body. Whoa, it's a whole new ball game. So that's exciting to me.
So when we have seen examples of people that have that are moving at a certain age or doing things that one considers extraordinary at a certain age, we hear comments like, well, but she's probably been doing that her life. Well, but she's probably has money and she's pampered into that. So not you have lived the gamut of the stories, and how how one can be wowza in how you're showing up and how you've reinvented yourself. I have to say that when I started opening your book, the first thing that I saw, and I really had to stop for a moment, was the dedication. Mm-hmm. And I thought,
yeah,
how can she show up this way?
Yeah. Yeah. My son is with me every day. I mean, he is my true guide. And the woman that I acknowledged underneath my son got me through it was a woman named, a futurist named Barbara Marx Hubbard. And I took a year-long training with her on the universal self. As she was saying, the universal human, and that we're going through a birth process. And, you know, we're all going through massive changes of the old just falling away because it's simply not working well anymore. Mm. Something's new on the scene. And that that impetus, and my son, you know, I live on boys, you know, I have something called wowza size, and, you know, I live on balls and roll around and, you know, create a lot of motion and action in our lives. And all of a sudden, I was quite honestly really hanging out on the couch. And there was a whiff through the window. I swear it was, Mom, what are you doing on the couch? And I'm going, well, you know how it goes. He says, you get your butt off that. Get on your ball. And it was so sweet, you know. It was like, oh, you know, everything is alive. Everything is alive. See, as an infinite self, what are you going to judge anymore? What are you going to leave out in the cold, really? And boy, to know that this whole world is inside every cell. I mean, I every person I look at now, I know that they have a hidden part of that infinite being that I am inside them. Mm. And everything brings me a little bit closer, you know? It's just a little warmer out there, no matter what it looks like. And of course, it's never been as divisive. And I feel we have been so split between right, wrong, good, bad. You know, this linear mind, this poor guy up here. And I think that's where this work now is just dropping down into the heart, you know, of opening it up and to seeing all that we truly are. And to love this universe now, good grief. The new physics is in. There's no separation between you, me, the rocks, the trees, the sun. I mean, how can we go to war? How can we do what we do in hatred and in these divisive ways, knowing we are all related? I just feel that that's the most important information we can possibly get out in the world today.
You know, wowza, when we wrote the title inspired by your words, From Woe to Wow, How to Embody Your Universal Self, I was thinking from woe to wow. But that is amazing, and a lot of people don't do that journey. But to do the journey from woe to wow and woe to wow, and woe to wow.
Oh, the great wow. I mean, wow consciousness. It just makes me cry. I mean, it just warms my heart. Because it's, you know, it's bringing a little humor. It is bringing the magical child to life. The awe, the wonder again. You know, to see life truly as it is and what it can be. With the play of it all, with the original intelligence we were all given, is dazzling, is what your word? Oh, I love it. Rapturous. Oh, that was beautifully spoken. Thank you for that.
Thank you for that. And in Sacred Actor, speaking of the laughter, the eight ecstatic energies, and number seven is hilarity, the soul of hilarity, authentic laughter.
Oh, now that gets me bouncing.
And number five is soul of vulnerability, the cry for life. I wish we had the time to go through each one of these, but peace, compassion, chaos. You have written it all in this book. You've got your seven catalysts, who are you, fluidity of being, and then your eight ecstatic energies. It's all in Sacred Actor, Star Power of the Infinite Self, Ecstatic Aliveness Unleashed. If you have not felt it here from Wowza, I don't know where you're going to feel.
That's so fun.
Wowza, thank you so much.
Yeah, that was a pleasure.
Truly a blessing to connect with you today.
Period. Thank you. Thank you, all of you out there. You know, I can just feel you. Yeah.
So I know you and I are going to be connecting again real soon in Los Angeles. In the meantime, for those who are wanting to connect with Wowza, connect with her at sacredactor.com. Sacredactor.com is also the name of her book, Sacred Actor, which is online where books are sold. What a pleasure. Thank you so much, Wowza. Until the next time soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Much love.
Thank you. Much love to you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Jackie in Los Angeles, and I love the Life Changes show. Everyone I know seems to be depressed and overwhelmed, and this is affecting me when I try to communicate with them. I'm ready to attract better people into my inner circle. Please tell me how I can do this.
Dear Jackie, allowing others to affect you in a negative way is not an elegant choice. You are the power in your world, and only you can choose whether to react or to relate to those around you. These are challenging times we're moving through, and it is important for us to choose our emotions carefully. It's also important to remember that we do not have any idea what others are dealing with during these interesting times. So let us focus on being the best we can be and to interact from a place of kindness and compassion. It is interesting to me that I ran across this great quote on social media just before I received your question, and I want to share this anonymous quote with you. To attract better, you need to become better. To become better, you need to understand what is making you, you. Your subconscious mind controls 90 to 95% of your life. Other people aren't luckier than you. They simply have different programming that generates a different reality for them. Get curious about the programming that causes you to experience life the way you do. Be patient as you heal, unlearn, and relearn in alignment with your highest potential. You got this. Jackie, I trust that this great quote will serve you, as I believe it is awesome advice and is good for all of us to practice.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be back here on the Life Changes Show with our performance guest, Earth to Eve, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back, and I have to say another thank you to our friend Lee Waterworth for insisting we connect with Wowza, and we see what the result of that was. Wowza, indeed. It's interesting, actually, that her performing arts company was titled Theater of the Earth, and our performance guest is Earth to Eve. Interesting that. And while we're thanking, we want to thank our friend Annika Paris for introducing us to Earth to Eve. And let's see, there's something I want to say about her, but I want to bring her on first. So let's just say that she's an alternative pop music singer songwriter based in Los Angeles. Welcome, Earth to Eve, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited that you are finally on the show. You know, when I connected with you this go-round, it felt very special. And I think you know why. Because was it like 3 years ago now or three and a half or something?
I think back in 2019, yeah.
Yeah, that you were scheduled to be on the Life Changes Show at the Vortex Dome in downtown Los Angeles. And you, as a matter of fact, I had a note, you were coming in with your guitarist and a videographer and a couple other band members, and the whole stage was set and we were so excited to have you on. And then I remember we had to have a conversation about how we couldn't do that because of what happened, right? COVID, yeah. The pandemic, right? And so to connect again, and though we're here online, I look forward to when we can be in person. In the meantime, thank you for coming on.
Thank you. And it feels cosmic, honestly. You know, everything happens for a reason, timing-wise, so.
Indeed. It really feels that. You know, speaking of cosmic, your name sounds cosmic. Earth to Eve. Is there a story that you can share about that?
There's a few stories. I'll vaguely say that I've been known to be a little spacey and in my own world. And so, you know, it just felt natural for it to be Earth to Eve.
Interesting.
So, on my own planet, doing my own thing, lost in space.
Well, I have to say, I kind of like your planet. I've been on your planet, actually, for a few days ever since, you know, when you were going to be on the show, for sure, going through your music. And I'm thinking, somehow I get it. Like Atheist in Theory, which we're going to get to hear first. I wasn't thinking necessarily, because I'm not thinking I'm an atheist, but I was kind of thinking there's so much that's unknown in the world that I feel like I know or want to know, right?
No, yeah. Too much.
Too much sometimes. So tell us about your meaning behind the song.
Okay, so I mean, contrary to like what the title suggests, it's not really a song that's like designed for people who are religious or non-religious. You know, there's the literal meaning, of course, that was inspired by a lot of pain and sadness. But there's also the allegorical meaning, which is about personal indecision, which is something that I have a lot of in my life, whether it's a trivial thing or like, you know, major decisions. It kind of runs rampant in my life. So
atheist in theory.
So,
well, with that, we're going to get to talk to Earth to Eve in just a moment more, but first we're going to get to hear this pre-recorded song here on the Life Changes Show online, Atheist in Theory by Earth to Eve.
I call myself an atheist, but I shouldn't be allowed, 'cause I get down on my hands and knees when no one is around. I call myself an atheist, I should be disavowed, 'cause I pray that there is more to death than a dirt hole in the ground. Oh, I'm an atheist in theory, but don't like how it applies. Don't believe in higher beings, but I force myself to try. 'Cause if the sky is empty and there's no one there to help, then we only get one chance to try to live with ourselves. Oh, I'm an atheist in theory. Oh, I'm an atheist in theory. I call myself an atheist, but I'm so full of it, 'cause I get down on my hands and knees every time the bad news hits. And I'm a man of logic, no, it doesn't make much sense that an omnipotent being would cater to our every wish. Oh, I'm an atheist in theory, but don't like how it applies. Don't believe in higher beings, but I force myself to try. 'Cause if the sky is empty and there's no one there, I know nothing's predetermined, no one being could be burdened with that weight. No such thing as fate. We're not being spelled for reason, we're accustomed to believe on the inane. So we pray, we're all looking for something to believe in. We're fiending for some hope, metaphysical dope.
This word has come from the throne of God. It's come from the mouth of God. To God be the glory. The end of this is not that people agree with us or with the Bible. The end is that they are conformed into the image of Christ.
Oh, I'm an atheist in theory, but don't like how it applies. Don't believe in higher beings, but I force myself to try. 'Cause if the sky is empty and there's no one there to help, then we only get one chance to try. Theory. Oh, I'm an atheist in theory.
Earth to Eve. You heard it there. She writes raw, uncensored, alternative pop music you can cry, laugh, or scream along to. Thank you, Earth to Eve. Of course, you could find her on Instagram at Earth to Eve and on YouTube at Earth to Eve. And you know, there's so much more to you. You write the songs, you sing the songs, but like, we put a video of you on our webpage, and it's actually this one, Atheists in Theory. When we're looking at that, we're seeing you in action in almost every aspect of that video, right?
Yeah, yeah. The direction, I did location scouting, the styling, pretty much all of it, and my friends shot it. We did it all like in a few hours, an hour and a half, actually.
Wow. Well, so speaking of friends, you have an interesting story of how you actually got started making music.
Yes, I do. So I've been songwriting since I was about eight. That's when I got my first guitar. The first song I ever wrote was called Red Is My Favorite Color. Very original. And I actually started recording music because an ex-boyfriend of mine made this god-awful SoundCloud rap. And when we broke up, I was like, you know, out of spite, I can make something better than them. So I did. And I think I accomplished that, you know, so I'm proud.
Okay. All right. So now we are going to hear the second song, which is interesting because you get inspiration from all kinds of places. So is this an example of one of the places where you get inspiration in your mind or out of it?
Oh yeah. I mean, so I have a really vivid internal world. That's why I like to read books so much as opposed to watching TV and films, because I get to paint the world for myself. And so, yeah, there's a lot of furniture in my mind and vibrancy in my mind. And like sometimes a lot of my ideas come from dreams. Or I'll be in the shower and I'll be daydreaming and like an entire song will come to me. Atheist in Theory was actually one of them. I like ran out of the shower because I had to get it down. Like all the lyrics and the melodies came to me. And then I just ran to the piano like soaking wet, which doesn't happen that often. But when it does, it's really special. So.
Well, yeah. And then so we're going to get to hear Out of My Mind. This was just released, wasn't it? Like just now?
About, like 5 days ago, 4 days ago.
Nice. Okay. And all right. So before we hear it, it actually is pretty self-explanatory, but it is deep. So is there anything you want to share about that before we hear it?
Just basically, I mean, I've been like called crazy and out of my mind so many times throughout my life. And you know, I've struggled with mental illness for a really long time. And I've always really written about it in like a serious and solemn way. So I wanted the song to be anthemic for, you know, people to reclaim their supposed craziness and kind of say like F you to everyone who's ever like held that against them or put them down for it. And so I guess the message is just like, be yourself, crazy, weird, quirks and all. Pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, we were talking before. I wrote down not being afraid to be outside the box.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice. Thank you so much for that. Well, here's Earth to Eve and her pre-recorded song that she just dropped 5 days ago, Out of My Mind, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
I've been sipping bleach and washing whites with red wine, wearing ski pants to the beach, going full speed through red lights. Now everybody's talking, saying I lost my mind. Yeah, everybody's talking, and I think they're right. Talking, saying I lost my mind. Yeah, everybody.
tequila for lunch. Now everybody's talking, saying I lost my mind. Yeah, everybody's talking, and I think they're right.
Oh my gosh, I was too busy singing along to this song to remember that I'm hosting the show. Well, there you have it. Music you can cry, laugh, or scream along to, or totally forget yourself. Earth to Eve. We have our Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and website links on our webpage, but you could go to find her mainly on Instagram and YouTube at Earth to Eve. Earth to Eve, thank you. This has been extremely special to have you on today. I have a feeling you and Wowza should get together. Some of the things you were mentioning in that song sounds like things you'd be like all up, all over. Like, yes.
I love everything she said, especially, you know, like everything you seek is from within. I think that was really special. So,
yeah, I felt that as well. And so, yeah. Well, we can put the two of you in touch. And in the meantime, I'm so glad that we've been in touch. And thanks again to Annika Paris. This has been such a special show and so great to have you on it. Earth to Eve, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And with a big thank you once again to Earth to Eve and to Wowza. This has been a wowza of a show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.